All right. Thank you so much for listening into the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy. It is another episode of your blessing. Get ready to learn some, teach one, and share with all, so that together we can live in oneness, happy and fulfilled. I'm your host, Gardner, alongside Lulu. Today we are talking about...
We normally say we are products of habits, right? And habits do not come in a day. Habits are small acts done consistently for a specific period of time. Right? So you'll find that bad habits are very easy to adopt, but very hard to let go. While good habits are very hard to adopt, but easy to let go. Because we are products of habits, we are living in autopilot. We are repeating the things we did yesterday, the other day. We are living under repetition. Yes. For you to understand, for you to create change in your life, you need to be conscious aware. Right? Now, as you're consciously aware of yourself, you're capturing that moment. Right? Lulu, if I ask you the memories you have in your head, all the experiences you remember, are those experiences, there are those memories where you are consciously aware of what was taking place. When you become consciously aware, you capture that moment, you capture the experience, you keep it in your subconscious or in your mind. Now that is the memory or the experience you remember tomorrow. Now imagine the world we are living in, bombarded with over 60,000 exposed adverts of your life. You're conscious of what you're feeding your five senses. And out of that consciousness, you are growing, you are transforming. So in a week's time, in 2 weeks' time, you'll feel the change within you. Because all that week, you've been conscious of what you're doing. Creating new experiences, creating new growth, which makes you a new you. Simple as that.
Discovering your passion, redoing the thing that you used to have to do before.
Yes.
But maybe had, you know.
You rewire yourself.
Maybe had, you know, let them go and all that. Because you're busy, you know.
Yeah.
Living other people's lives and busy doing things that are not right, basically not living in the conscious.
You know, there are two ways how you can live your life. If I judge you by who you are now,
I will be wrong. Completely, and also.
Yes, and that's how most scientists do their discoveries. They get something and study it the way that it is.
And take time.
But the other way, which is the right way, is to examine who you're to become.
Exactly.
Because man is a product of change. You're always evolving. So if I'm to judge you today, I'm judging you prematurely. But if I judge you to what you are to be, there I'll get it right. So it comes back to Jesus when he was talking to the Pharisees, when they asked him why his disciples had not washed their hands before going for a meal and what? According to the Mosaic laws. He was like, why do you change God's laws to fit your own desires? Right? So that means they were judging by what the disciples were. And yet they were supposed to judge them by who they will be. And so he came back and told them, I've not come to abolish the laws, but to fulfill it, which is the future. So judge me by not who I am now, but by whom I'll be then.
And that's where most people go wrong.
In
the day-to-day life, most people go wrong by that. People look at you, Gardner, and people look at me, Lulu, and, you know, they're like, she's like this. And they take you for that. And then you miss out on the beautiful part of the story.
And most successful men that we have read, we are all judged prematurely.
That is how it is, because the person is to judge what they see, what they feed their eyes
yes.
is what they are going to judge.
Forgetting
that who I am right now
is not
who I
you
am
be.
Right now, is not who I'm going to be tomorrow.
Absolutely.
It doesn't define me anyway.
Mm.
It doesn't define me. That is where at some point, you know, in a family or in a setup or in a society, people are going to judge you according to how you, according to what they expect you to be. You know, they expect you to live in their expectations, right? So they will judge you, saying, this girl is like this, this girl is like that, that family is like that, this family, you know, girls from that home don't get married, you know? All those negative vibes. Eh? Not knowing what is going to be of these girls tomorrow. You do not know what, you know, life is going to offer them. You don't know.
But it is on other factors being held constant. Because
exactly.
if I can still judge you, if I see what you're doing now, you know, I can tell who you will be tomorrow by what you're doing now, right? That possibility is there. Because now, if you're using the same mindset, expecting a different result, that is foolishness. So that means if I see you doing that you're doing today, and I come back next year, I find you doing the same way, I can predict how the next year will be. And on average, I may be correct. So it all comes back to transforming.
It's
transform, change. Constant, constant.
The Gardener's Show, giving you purpose through mind transformation to live a fulfilled life.